So the stage is set for the 2011 Cricket World Cup, and for the first time in years, no team goes into the tournament as a clear favourite. The era of the 70s and 80s was dominated by the West Indies, and the Australian dominance, which began in the late 90s, ensured they retained the World Cup for the whole of last decade. This time though, it's different. A few teams go into the World Cup with good chances, but you'd be a fool to write off the underdog. After the Ashes, England looked like a great side to add the World Cup to their current ICC World 2020 Championship trophy. But suddenly, after being humbled 1-6 by Australia in the ODI series, they looked tired and lost their aura of invincibility. Former England skipper Geoffrey Boycott made a valid point when he said that the key players should have gone home after the Ashes in order to mentally prepare themselves for the World Cup. The fact that they had so many weeks of continuous cricket did not do them any good, and it showed with them losing key players like Owen Morgan due to injury. While England lost favour going into the World Cup, Australia suddenly showed that even though they are on the decline, they can be a great team when they unite as one. They have the best fast bowling attack in the form of Brett Lee, Sean Tate, Mitchell Johnson, Dougie Bollinger, an all-rounder at the peak of his powers in Shane Watson, and Ricky Ponting, who's back after a well-deserved break. The only department that they seem to be lacking, and this is crucial in the subcontinent, is spin. Needless to say, David Hussey will be called upon more often than not. The clear favourites this year are India and South Africa. Now, India have a balanced side, and their only Achilles heel is in the pace department. Someone needs to support Zahir Khan at the top, else they can be thrown off guard during the opening power play itself. Yuvraj Singh has not scored a century in a year and a half, but India can afford to take their chance with him as he's bowling well and India bat deep. Another good thing for India is that after a long time, all the top batsmen are fit. If India want to win the World Cup for Sachin Tendulkar, then South Africa must surely want to win it for Jacques Kallis. Both veterans have the same one-day international average, and Kallis has been one of the most consistent and fit all-rounders for a long, long time now. Like India, South Africa boasts of a balanced side, but for them, it will be a matter of quickly adapting to the subcontinent, especially for players who haven't been there before. With the Proteas, the big question will always be, can they break the World Cup jinx? We haven't had a competitive World Cup final since 1996, and based on current form, I would have to say India versus South Africa would make for a mouth-watering final. Sri Lanka are the other strong contenders you can underestimate at your own risk. Angelo Matthews provides them with good balance, and in Lasith Malinga they have one of the most cunning fast bowlers around today. They probably have the best spin department with Muthiah Muralitharan, Rangana Herath and Ajanta Mendis, and the knowledge of home conditions will also help them immensely. More than Pakistan, I think West Indies and Bangladesh are capable of pulling off a surprise or two on their given day. New Zealand are on the decline, and well, the less said about the Minnows, the better. It looks like the World Cup will finally change hands this year, but the fact that there's no clear favourite will mean that it's anyone's guess as to who will win it. That, for me, will make it an exciting, unpredictable contest till the very end.